So this is where we are looking at the rumour, gossip, speculation. Who is going where? What is happening? Whose car has turned up at one training ground and has then appeared 25 minutes later at another? And also, which team are quite frankly going to be quite disappointed in terms of fans, at least? Tom, where would you like to take us?
Well,
with
there's
this?
So many. There literally is so many. We'll start with a couple of local ones. First of all, York City have announced that John McCombe has left the club. His contract terminated by mutual consent. It basically fell out of favour with Jackie McNamara. I'm being told that John McCombe has an offer, basically, from a couple of teams, you know, and you know, he's a 30-year-old defender who is still quality. And to me, I'm a bit surprised York City have let that one happen. Bradford City have let they've seen a player leave, but not a player of their own. I'll explain. Luke James, who was on loan at Bradford City on a season-long loan, basically from Peterborough. Peterborough weren't happy that he wasn't playing enough, so they have now loaned him out to Ronnie Moore's League 2 side Hartlepool. So that deal confirmed in the last half an hour. Antonio Floro Flores is a player who, if you're a Leeds United fan, you might be thinking, who is he? Well, he's a 32-year-old who has been scoring quite a few goals in Italy recently. Apparently, when Steve Evans on Saturday told Radio Yorkshire, I'm after a target that's from abroad, this was the target, but it's leaked. And Serie A side Genoa, who have got a bit of money to spend, apparently have put a bid in for him. And the player's preference is he stays in Italy. So it looks like Leeds United have missed out on that one.
Which would be a shame, because I think hearing Mark Wilson say that one in commentary every once in a while might be quite fun.
Well, we've had two Manny Diagaragua, Dave Toombs. But, I mean, that's the great thing. The names are there. Now, here's one for you.
Go on.
Manchester United, who seem desperate now for a fullback.
Desperate for all sorts of Manchester United at the minute.
Anyone, basically. Debussy of Arsenal. Yeah. Apparently, Manchester United, remember, they let Danny Welbeck go to Arsenal. And it's kind of, they gave him, it were a bit of a favour that they let him go there. Well, apparently, man, you were calling the favour in. They want Debussy, a player who Aston Villa were after. It just shows you how low, man, you were going at the moment. It has to be said, Debussy's not a bad player. You know, he just can't get into the team. And man, you are desperate now for a fullback, because they've got six fullbacks missing at the minute.
It says a lot, though, about Man United with the fact that Debussy rumoured Aston Villa and Sunderland as a possible destination. Times change when the third name involved in that is Manchester United.
Yeah, definitely. I think it shows you where Man U are at the minute.
Yeah.
Obviously, that story yesterday that the Glazers want everything cut by 15%. I think, you know,
What a time for that. Everything's going wrong and then you say, right, we're going to cut the budget.
You know, it's incredible, because if you were Manchester United fans, you'd want Ricardo Rodriguez of Wolfsburg, you'd want David Alaba of Bayern Munich.
Instead you're getting Debussy of Arsenal.
Instead you're getting Debussy on loan from Arsenal. Breaking news, Chris Neal from Port Vale has joined Doncaster Rovers on a 28-day loan. Darren Ferguson actually on Tuesday last week said that their whole budget had been spent, so it looks like they found money from somewhere, but that basically is they needed a second choice goalkeeper because they've got a couple of injuries in the goalkeeping department. They've now sorted that one, so plenty going on in the Yorkshire area.
For my team, Huddersfield Town, the fans want players, you can tell. Obviously, we all like to see a player come in on transfer deadline day, but it looks as though Rajiv Van La Parra, who's been rumoured for a while, I suspect that one probably isn't going to go anywhere today. Talk of Fraser Campbell of Crystal Palace. Don't be silly. wages surely should be an issue for that one. So I don't see that one happening. I think with Town, it will be there'll be irons in the fire today, and I suspect it will be a case that maybe they do or don't happen. It'll probably be dependent on other moves. But again, with Town, it might be the sort of thing that if they get wind then of a player who's quite young, who at one point was being touted at £2-3 million, now might be available for £750, well, you might see us make a go for that one. And also, just quickly, sorry, Tom, I can tell you want to say, but let me just say, Jordan Rhodes as well. We know over the weekend it was supposed that he was going to Middlesbrough. Everyone was then thinking in terms of like, oh, transfer sell-on fees, Town will get X, Y, and Z amount. Then it all collapses. Suddenly by this morning, rumour has it again that Jordan Rhodes is actually off somewhere. I would like to throw this one out there, bearing in mind Sam Allardyce at West Ham seemed to be, rumours would suggest, a bit of a fan of Jordan. Well, he's in the North East now.
Yeah.
You and I were talking before. They could certainly do with a few goals, could Sunderland, to help keep them in the Prem. Jordan Rhodes to the Stadium of Light.
To me, it's
give you my rumour.
Well, to me, that makes a lot of sense, Andy. You don't normally make much sense with this one.
That's pretty true, actually.
I mean, because if Sunderland go down, they've got a proven championship striker.
Yeah, but hopefully the goals keep you up. That's the thing.
That's the thing. And this is so interesting. Jordan Rhodes is someone who normally goes to training. He'll stop his car, you know, he'll talk to reporters. Basically, turned up at 9.15. By 9.30, he'd gone. And one final rumour, Micah Richards, a Leeds lad, I actually went to my primary school, he could be on his way to Sunderland.
That's almost like the thing that Darren on Breakfast and Good Morning Yorkshire says. Have I told you I've been to Australia? Yeah, you have mentioned that, Tom.
Well, maybe people didn't know, but £10 million Aston Villa want. They're not going to get that for Micah Richards, bless him. But I've got a feeling Richards will be on the move today. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Here on Radio Yorkshire, we are going to keep you up to date with all the latest transfers. We'll have transfer tittle-tattle on this show, certainly, every hour. I imagine that John on Radio Yorkshire's home time from three will do the same.